At the turn of the 20th century, the labor movement in the United States was on the ascendance as workers fought for better treatment in the workplace. The industrial workers of the world, commonly known as Wobblies, were a group that broke off from the AFL and began attracting rank-and-file workers across the U.S., including in Utah. The IWW often used song for creating unity and for recruiting. The union's most important songwriter was Joe Hill, an itinerant worker and poet from Sweden. He arrived in Utah late in 1913 and immediately went to work at a mine in Park City. He became a frequent guest in Swedish immigrants' homes in the area, being popular because of his ability to play the piano and sing Swedish songs. On the night of January 10, 1914, a grocery store owner, John G. Morrison, and his son Arling were murdered by two men with bandanas over their faces. Several men, including Joe Hill, were suspected of the murder. Hill was in the suspect group because he was treated for a gunshot wound the same night. In the end, he became the only suspect in spite of incriminating evidence found on another man. Hill was convicted on circumstantial evidence, and the judge suppressed several circumstantial facts that could have helped him. The trial became a national cause célèbre, and after Hill's conviction and sentencing to death, hundreds of people across the country, including President Woodrow Wilson, labor leader Samuel Gompers, and the Swedish minister to the U.S., wrote letters asking for a pardon, a new trial, or commutation of the sentence to life in prison. Nevertheless, the Utah authorities executed Hill by firing squad on November 19, 1915, turning him into a martyr of the labor movement. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council and the Mountain West Center for Regional Studies, I'm Elaine Thatcher.